Blog Talk Radio.
Keep God first in your walk, baby, and that's bona fide talk.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on. Put your hands together. A little something like that. Put your hands together.
Welcome to Bonafide Talk, guys. Excuse me. Welcome to the award-winning radio broadcast, Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your host, the neighborhood pastor, Lady Falana. You are listening to Bonafide Talk live either at cfcamproductions.online or you have dialed into the studio at 424-675-8287. However you are tuning in, baby, you know that I love you. And my friend, that's bona fide talk. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an awesome show prepared for you today. I could not have thought of a better person to help me with this show topic. We're coming from Romans 8. Verses 28, but the title of the show is God Says I Got You, You're Covered. We have the awesome, phenomenal author, poet, motivational speaker, Bonita Smith Sanchez in the house. I want to go ahead and kind of like put us in the mood and everything. We're going to go back to old school for a second, guys. Here is a fabulous gospel artist. His name is Richard Dawkins. Straight up old school, guys, for the good. Guys, go ahead and get your Bibles or something to write with or something to write on, okay? Because you know how we do. We have fun. We have great praise and worship. We are some of the baddest gospel, independent gospel artists from all across the United States. But the biggest and the most important thing that we do is keep things biblically bona fide. Hey. And you know, it really does, guys. When you think about it, everything works for the good. And I know a person has to really understand how God works in order to comprehend that no matter what happens, the good and the bad, there is something that God is showing us. There is always a blessing that comes after the storm. It never fails. So I don't know who I'm talking to, but whoever it is, baby, don't give up. Don't give in. He knows. God knows. He's got you. Endure the lesson. Be prepared for the blessing after the lesson. Everything happens for the good.
Working for the good. Working for the good. It's working for the good.
Working for the good.
Good on the problems that you have.
Working for the good.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time to introduce our featured guest. Bonita is a poet of inspiration who has always been an inspiration to many people through tough times, incidentally, myself included. She has been working on the book for more than 20 years with poetry that she has written for people that requested one, and then it became a book. She gives all her credit to God for her poetry and inspiration. Over the years, it started one day after she was seeking the Holy Ghost, not knowing it all that you have to do was ask and you would receive. So she sat down to write a short story about how she came back to God. Amen. And the words just began to pour out of her heart straight to the pages. She did not have to think of one word. After writing it, she knew it wasn't her, but it was the Holy Spirit that got her that pen. Amen. She thanks God for her family, her children, Tiffany and Dominic, her mother, Shirley Smith, and sister, Niecy Ferguson, that has always encouraged her and supported her. And now she thanks God for the man she believes was sent to her, who wholeheartedly believes in her writing and encourages her, Dwayne Parvis. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further delays, let's welcome Bonita Smith Sanchez to Bonafide Talk. Welcome to Bonafide Talk. How you doing, Bonita?
Thank you. I'm doing fine, B. And how are you today? Oh, I'm sorry, Pat.
I am good. Listen, you're actually on the highway, and I know that. I know that you're one of the busiest women I've ever met, so thank you so much for agreeing to scratch out some time out of your head to schedule to be a featured guest on Bonafide Talk this evening. So now, let's begin here. You and I both can talk, so before we know it, the whole 30 minutes is going to be gone. So we got roughly 24 minutes now, so we're good. So, Amina, where are you from originally?
I grew up in New York first originally. That was my first home in Brooklyn, New York. And then I moved to the Carolinas when I was a teenager. So I like to pride myself to say I got a little of both in me, a little city to keep me smart and a little country to keep me homely.
I know that's right. So now, what inspired you to begin writing poetry, Bonita?
Well, no, I've been writing poetry far back as I can remember. I found my first poem when I went through my poems when I was in the third grade. So I was writing before then. So I don't even know. I just have always written. It wasn't even anything that I sat down and started doing. I just have always been a writer. I've always written poetry.
So was there any type of inspiration, even as a youth, that inspired you to write poetry, or it just kind of flowed for you?
I believe for me it probably was because even though I am very much a talker now and very excited, and I believe the Lord has changed that in me, when I was young, I kept a lot to myself. And I felt like, you know how you do when you call to God or you're chosen, you feel like an outcast. You feel different. You feel separated.
Right.
So me, I felt separated from everybody. So that was my outlet, my writing. So I would write my feelings and emotions on paper. And so that was the way that I would communicate to God, because I've always had a love and a passion for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. So I see that the switchboard is full. So at this time, if anyone has a question or a comment or would just like to say hello to myself or our awesome featured guest, Bonita Smith Sanchez, dial now 424-675-8287. Press 1 and you will be acknowledged, okay? For those of you that are already on the switchboard, if you'd like to say something or have a comment or something, go ahead and press 1 and we'll let you on, okay? All right, so Bonita, what inspired you to put your poetry into a book? Your book, Bonita's Dreams and Visions, it's an awesome book. I can't wait to read more of that. What inspired you to put that into book form?
Well, what happened was everybody knew I wrote poetry, so when they was going through a life event or they had a special, like, message they wanted to give someone in their family, they would ask me to write a poem. And so they would sit down and give me every emotion that they would feel toward that special person. And then I would sit down. Well, I pray over it. It's not overnight. So I have to pray over it and meditate over it. And then at the last minute and on the crunch, when I sit down, I pray and I was like, Lord, you got to help me. I just begin to write. And then, like I say, when I get through, I look at it and I'm like, okay, I know you wrote this. So it's like I did it for my friends. And as I begin to do it for my friends, they begin to pile up, and people begin to ask me to do them in churches. And then people begin to say, you need to put them in a book. And so I decided to go ahead and put them in a book. But it actually started just by helping people that wanted a poem.
Awesome, awesome. So now, where did the title of your book come from? Bonita's Visions and, I'm sorry, help me out here. Bonita's Visions and what? And
Dreams and Visions.
No, Bonita's Dreams and Visions. There we go. Help me out, sis. Okay, so now, where did that title come from?
So years ago, we all start young with the Lord, and then we backslide because we raised in church, and then we start. So what happened was when I found him for myself and not because of my grandparents or anybody else told me to find him, and I began to sit searching for myself and I found him, Joyce Myers had a CD came out, Birthing New Dreams and Visions. And so whenever I read her thing about birthing new dreams and visions, what came to me is a lot of times we go through things and we have dreams and visions, but we don't birth them. And so my poem came from dreams and visions because our passions start off with dreams and visions, and then we make them into reality. So that's where it came from.
Amen.
It comes from our passions, our dreams, and our visions, and then they become reality. So we got to have dreams and visions in order to make it into reality.
And that's bona fide talk. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Definitely. So, Benita, are you ready to get started with this show, Top of Girl, Romans 8, verses 28?
Yeah, girl, we've been talking about it for a week, so we ain't doing nothing but just repeating it and telling everybody else.
Exactly. Let's go on and do it, because there's somebody, I can't prove it, but it's something in my spirit that tells me, Benita, that somebody really needs to hear this message. All right, so if you will be so kind, please, Benita, as to read or recite or whatever you do in Romans 8, verses 28, please.
Romans 8, when I'm driving, so I got to give you from my mental remembering.
And
gotcha. We know that all things together for the good of him who loved the Lord and he that is called according to his purpose. So the reason we came up with that, because I told you that was my favorite scripture, because no matter what you do when you're young, and like I said, I always felt like a cast out until I read in those scriptures where God let me know, as long as he know who I am and as long as he has our back, then we're covered. As long as he's standing beside me, it doesn't matter what man feels, it doesn't matter what man thinks, he's got me covered. So if he searched my heart and spirit, then that's all I need. It doesn't matter what on the outside or what man thinks, as long as God knows my heart and my spirit.
Amen. Amen. So in applying the scriptures, we're all, anybody that really is like a student of the scriptures, we know it's one thing to recite the scriptures, but it's another thing to apply the scriptures
deliver
to your everyday life. Amen.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
So what do we, the next question I want to ask you, what do we tell that person or those persons, Benita, that have been raped, that have watched somebody die a horrific death, that have been homeless, that have lost all their money, that have lost their everything? How do we keep them inspired with that scripture you just read? But before you answer that, ladies and gentlemen, hold tight. We're going to go into a quick commercial break, because somebody's in the middle of something, Benita. I can feel it. And we're going to let gospel recorder artist Rena Murray talk to us about what it feels like to be in the middle of it with her song, actually. It's Rising Charts, guys, middle of it.
Didn't know it would be okay. up, everybody? It's your man, Frank Henderson, the pastor of Excel Fellowship Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's an honor to meet you and to come to you right here on Bonafide Radio. Check it out. Excel Fellowship Church, we meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. at 3908 Arrow Drive, right here in the big city of Raleigh, North Carolina. Our mission is real simple. We are reaching the lost, equipping the saints, and manifesting Christ. We look forward to seeing you real soon. Okay, now let's get back to Bonafide Talk.
Thank you so much, guys. Welcome back to Bonafide Talk, the award-winning Bonafide Talk, one of the hottest Christian radio broadcasts in the country. I am your host and neighborhood pastor, Lady Polana. With us tonight is the phenomenal Bonita Smith Sanchez. Let's welcome her back to Bonafide Talk, guys. So, Bonita, before we left on commercial break, we posed the question, how does someone who has gone through as many changes as they have, who are currently going through as many changes as they're going through right now, how do they keep their head lifted up and apply the scripture that you just read, Romans 8, verse 28?
Basically, I mean, for me, I have to always speak personally, but, you know, and I do speak to people, but I always give my personal experience. I can never tell anybody how to feel or what to think. I can only give my own personal experience. For me, I found out that every time I went through something, it was hard when I was going through, but I would always say, God has a reason. I don't know what it is, God, but you have a reason. And I would stand on that all things work together for the good. So while I'm going through it, I pray, I study, and I stand on all things work together for the good. And when it is over, what happened is God always reveals what his purpose was. So if they just hold on, if they trust God while they're going through all these things, he will always reveal himself. They just got to take the word. Now, one thing for me is people take and they constantly take and say to other people their words. When you use your own words, it don't help anybody. But when you use the word of God, it's not as effective. When you use the word of God, you can help free a person from bondage through the word of God. Because his word frees, not our feelings and emotions and our words. So what I do is I always quote the word to me. I'm constantly quoting the word to myself. And as I constantly quote the word to myself, I begin to get hope. And then when everything is over with, God reveals his plan when it's over. I have many, many, many incidents in my life where God has shown me later on it was for his will. So when I'm going through again, I already know. I don't know what it is right now, but there is a purpose, there is a reason.
Amen. Amen. So what you're talking about is a strong relationship with God, and you're talking about a strong belief system. Okay, so we have some shy people that's on the switchboard, Bonita. I'm going to try it again. If anyone has a question or comment or would like to just say hello or participate into tonight's discussion, if you're already on the switchboard, go ahead and press 1. If you're listening at bfpmproductions.online, go ahead and dial 319. I'm sorry, dial 424. 675-8287. That number again is 424-675-8287. Press 1 and you'll be on the air, baby, okay? So now, Bonita, you didn't say a whole lot, but I get it. You said the surface of it, probably you've been through your own experiences. And I've had my share of ups and downs too, girl. So help me out with this. I have a thought, but I want to hear your thought first. What that person
okay.
is going through right now, and they know the scriptures, and they've applied the scriptures all their life, but somehow they can't find that light at the end of the tunnel. What would you say to that person?
Well, to be honest with you, and I hate to say this because everybody that I do talk to say they talk to me because I always come real. I don't sugarcoat
mm-hmm.
it. So if they're saying that I'm going through all the time and I've searched and I haven't found a light at the end of the tunnel, I'm sorry to say this, but then they weren't truly trusting God. I have to say
mm-hmm.
that because
come on.
I have been death in my family when my father died right after we reconnected. And when it did and when it happened, I was miserable. I was hurt. I was depressed. I closed myself down. But God began to show me things that it was my father's time to die. He made provisions for my father and I to make up before he took him. So his time was coming regardless, but God made a way. So we have to look at the ways. Sometimes we're too busy holding on to our hurt and our own emotions that we're not looking at the messages God is trying to give us. So when a person is stuck on their own emotions, they're stuck on their own feelings, they can't see what God is doing. But if a person is looking in the spirit realm, they will be able to see the messages that God is getting them through their trials and tribulations. And you brought up rape. So let's say, for instance, rape. So we have nothing to do with what a person does within sin. And if they make the wrong choice, that's their wrong choice. If it happens to us, he had nothing to do with it. But he will take and deliver you from what are you going through if you put him in it. And you will be able to go and help deliver someone else through the trust of God. So whenever we try to walk on our own strength and we try to walk on our own feelings and emotions, no, we can't make it. But if we trust on God, then we should make it. So if anyone is saying that they're continuously going through, then they are being blind to the fact that they're not putting this in God's hands. Because he always makes a way of provision. He says it in his
always.
Word, I shall make a way of escape. And his word is
always.
Not a lie. So if he tells you, I make a way of escape, and you haven't got a way of escape, you didn't lean to him yet.
You know, Benita, you just said something interesting a moment ago. This doesn't apply to everyone, but with some people, myself included in times past, and other people that I, you know, try to help via ministry, I think it comes down to also a person taking ownership of their contribution to it. You tapped into something a moment ago when you said when a person is kind of always going through it. See, after a while, I'm finding that when someone is continually doing the same thing over and over again, it's no longer a mistake, it's a decision. And then we get mad at God. You know what I mean? We turn around and get mad at God when in reality it's our fault. And then sometimes we'll use the excuse, the devil made me do it. No, the devil didn't make you do anything. You've done that. So now what would you say to that individual that, you know, always going through, but they don't want to take ownership of their contribution to their situation?
I would say, to be honest, I told you, I'll come honest. That means they're going to continue to go through. That means, because the Bible even says, weep a man do it for a night, but joy come in the morning. So if you always got nighttime, you're not going to God. So whenever a person's going through, they choose to go through, and they love sadness. They love the pity party. They love all that. But whenever you honestly want joy and peace, God will give it to you. So it is up to the person to find the strength in God. And as you said, to stop doing whatever it was to do to get them in the wrong situation. If you know that situation, if it's a situation, has gotten you caught up and you continue to go in it, then you made that choice. But once you make a choice, it's okay to take and make a bad choice and learn from your choice. But if you continue to do the same thing over and over again, then that means that you constantly want to live like that. You don't want to live in peace. You don't want to live in joy because you like that pity party. But if you really want peace and joy, then you can find it because God gives it. It's up to that person really to trust and lean on God. And not everybody that says it trusts and leans on God.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's from the five cards. So now, Benita, we have 7 minutes and 30 seconds left on the show. I cannot believe 30 minutes has already gone by. Give us
me
an example. I've heard quite a few, but I want the Bonafide Talk family to get a taste of your poetry. Which poetry are you going to do today for us?
I have a few. So I think I'm going to do Sam. And Sam is because basically what we're saying, that a lot of us know God. A lot of us know that one day that we're, you know, he's going to come back and we're going to go home with him. And a lot of us live as Christians and look for that. But sometimes you got to look for it. Tomorrow you could be in a car wreck and it's your time to go. And it's not when he comes back and take you up. We don't know what year, what time before he is coming. So he could come for us tomorrow. That could be our take up time. So we got to be prepared. So this is basically a poem I wrote for a friend of mine whose husband was going through that during the time I was writing poems, and he kept going in and out of church, and she kept saying he doesn't see the seriousness of it because he can die now. So I'll give that to you real quick. It's called Sam. There was this guy, you remember, we ought to call him Sam, but one day after work, he got caught up in a jam. He got tied up with some guys who love to have a ball, but did not know whatever you do with our God would truly fall. Well, Sam was caught by cops and placed in a jail. Then he cried outside, God above, to deliver from his cell. Well, God hears prayer, so Sam had gotten saved. Sam felt real bad inside and didn't begin to pray. After all, on the outside, he begins to be fought by the devil. But Sam started reading the Bible, and Sam could not take the level. The devil took over his mind. He convinced Sam that he was not old. But all he wanted was Sam's salvation. All he wanted was a soul. The world's so full of fun. You have so much time to spare. Just to stop living at 17, I know you wouldn't dare. The devil worked real hard. He put an overtime on Sam. The Sam's in our fight with the bread of life, so he forgot about the lamb. Sam went into the world full force to figure his thought tonight. And at the age of 21, salvation would be just right. He had his earthly pleasures. He fulfilled his worldly dreams. Yet when someone talked about the Lord, Sam knew just what they mean. But Sam's heart was hard. He wanted to wait a while. At the age of 21, I'd be ready to walk the aisles. As time that passed by fast and Sam felt more in the Lord, the devil started to tempt him, and the devil worked real hard. When Sam turned 20 years old, he knew the time was near. But I'm still young, and I get saved in just about 1 year. It was the day before his birthday, and a party Sam had on his hand. But the accident on a freeway, I don't think that Sam had planned. A car had ran the lane, thrown Sam crawled around. But all they found was the crushed up car, and dead bodies what they found. When Sam did open his eyes, he felt quite hot about. He screamed as he saw Lucifer with a sharp repentance shout. Yet as you know, my friend, God promised to take you in his hand. But reach right now. You're on death, you cannot plan.
Wow. Wow. Man. Bonita's dreams and visions. Bonita, how can we support you? How can we purchase your book?
My book is on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, iCloud eBook. It's on all the major websites that you can go to and get them.
Okay. All right. Is there an alternative way that they can order from you? Because you're not talking about some things. Is there an alternative way that we can purchase your book?
Well, they did. My friends and stuff, whenever it first went out, they cashed at me money and I mailed it to them because they was like, they didn't want to send it through that way. Well, you know, and I don't mind them going either way that they want to go and contact you through me and do it that way. But, you know, either way, however they want to do it, as long as they get it and get a chance to read it, it's okay with me.
Amen. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, Bonita Smith Sanchez, for coming to Bonafide Talk. It was certainly a pleasure, man. So we're about to close out the show, guys. The name of this broadcast, as you know, stemmed from Romans 8, verses 28. And we named it, me and Bonita together, God Says, I Got You, You Are Covered. I love collaborating with author Bonita Smith Sanchez. She's wonderful people. We've got 3 minutes left in the show. I see some people coming off of the studio, but I see some coming back on. So if anyone would like to take an opportunity to say hello to Bonita or to give her a word of encouragement for her to continue to do what she's doing for God, if you're on the website, go ahead and feel free to dial 424-675-8287 and press 1. Or for those of you that are already on the switchboard, press 1 and you'll be acknowledged, okay? Okay, so we have a caller. Caller with the number ending in 0115. You're now on Bonafide Talk.
Hi. I just want to let you know I'm Bonita's sister. She's awesome. And I want everybody to get her book. I'm proud of you, sis, and I love you. And I enjoyed
you
today. And you probably think I didn't tune in because I was busy, but I'm here. And you know I support you all the way.
I know you do. Thank you, sis.
Oh,
I love you,
so
sis.
Sweet.
Everybody, please get my sister book. It's awesome. You won't regret it.
That it is. That it is. That it is. That it is. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, we're going to close it out. So basically, in a nutshell, what we're saying is it's imperative that everyone becomes knowledgeable of how God operates. And the way to do that is to focus on building a relationship with Him, okay? So in order for you to comprehend what it means when He says that everything happens for the good, that includes the good and the bad, there is something that God is showing us. There's always, always, always a blessing that comes after the storm. Always
Amen.
A message. There you go. There you go. So all that to say, baby, don't give up. Don't give in. He knows. God knows. He's got you. Endure the lesson. Be prepared for the blessing after the lady, after the lesson. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out. And as always, keep God first in your walk, baby. And that's Bonafide Talk. I'll see you guys next week. Have a good one now.
Put your hands together. Put your hands together. A little something like this. Put your hands together. Come on.